With a look at your sports this morning, I'm sports director Travis Krenz. The city of Oakland selling its share of the Oakland Coliseum, home of the departing Oakland Athletics, to a local development group for at least $105 million. Oakland's mayor announced this earlier this week. Sale not surprising after the A's announced last month that they will temporarily relocate to Sacramento until their new ballpark is done in Las Vegas. Also yesterday, the city of Miami was announced as the host of the World Baseball Classic Championship in March of 2026, concluding the tournament that will also be played in Houston, Tokyo, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. For the second consecutive tournament, Miami will be a site for all three rounds, including the semifinals and the championship. Last year's World Baseball Classic 2023 saw Japan beat the U.S. 3-2. It's a tournament with the best baseball nations in the country. It takes place every 3 years. Major League Baseball from last night, a very controversial end between the White Sox and the Orioles. Baltimore's Jorge Mateo would hit a go-ahead three-run home run as the Orioles withstood a late White Sox rally, beating Chicago 8-6. Game would have a very odd finish. It would end on an infield fly and a base runner interference call. White Sox were down 8-2 in the bottom of the ninth. They would score four runs, closed it within 8-6. They would then have runners on first and second with one out, when White Sox hitter Andrew Benintendi would hit a pop-up to Baltimore shortstop Gunnar Henderson. The infield fly rule was called. That was correct. Then the umpires ruled that the runner at second, Chicago's Andrew Vaughn, interfered with the shortstop Henderson making the catch. The runner was then called out, ending the game and Chicago's rally. Everybody thinks it's a horrible call, as Vaughn did not interfere with Henderson. Elsewhere yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies just continue to win. They sweep the Texas Rangers. They won yesterday 5-2. Zach Wheeler gets the win after seven innings. JT Realmuto and Nick Castellanos with home runs for the Phillies. It's their seventh series sweep this season. Philadelphia now 29-6 over their last 35 games. That is their best 35-game run in team history. I have to go back to 1892 last time the Philadelphia Phillies had a better 35-game stretch. Yankees split a four-game series with Seattle. They win yesterday 5-0. Yankees starter Lewis Gill allowed only one hit over 6 1/3 shutout innings. Braves, they would shut out the Cubs 3-0. Giants would defeat Pittsburgh 7-6. San Francisco, they score three runs in the eighth. And San Diego, they would defeat Cincinnati in 10 innings 6-4. Minnesota Twins, they were off yesterday as they need to get back at it. They're back at home for seven games, starting tonight. Three-game series versus the Texas Rangers, 7-10 the first pitch from Target Field. For more sports, we've got you covered all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm sports director Travis Krenz.